The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet. The final frontier.
Well, Justin returns tonight on Boldly Going Nowhere. Three hidden keys hold three secret gates, wherein the errant a prize awaits. And that's Ready Player One. It's from Ready Player One. I'm really excited about that. Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. It's Boldly Going Nowhere, everybody. And Disney fires people. There's a lot longer in that particular segment that I need to review. This is a shit can, and it's Boldly Going Nowhere.
See, the funny thing is that you were the one who put that together. You think you would be able to hit the...
I was putting together, but the Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang from Guardians Mix Volume 2 that immediately followed, because I put it on iTunes, like as I loaded it up on iTunes, and it was like, iTunes is like, you want to play something else? Like right now when you're playing a
I was wondering the BGN what the fuck was going on. I was like,
yeah,
what?
that was this song. And it was just kind of playing over and over.
All right, we might want to stop it. We don't want to get dinged for that.
Random bullshit.
I can't tell which of that stuff was supposed to be there and which wasn't. Was the Silent Old Mountains? Was that supposed to be there?
Yeah, that's our Mountains.
By the way, that's our theme song now.
I was going to say, I love that.
I'll tell you what is supposed to be here. Justin Eisenstadt.
Woo! Hey, guys.
What's going on, dude?
Well, what's going on is I'm like fully... erect to be here.
Ooh, yeah.
Real horny to be here.
Just hitting on the table.
Yeah.
Hello.
Making the table shake.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, this is really good to be back here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still doing it, believe it or not. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
we're somewhere.
I wake up every day and I ask myself, like, are those guys still talking into microphones?
Yes.
And why?
Yeah.
I know the answer. Why? Yeah, because I'm here. The answer to that question came to me as soon as I sat down at this table and remembered how fucking fun and like how good it feels to sit down at this table. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to answer that question. I answered it myself by getting fully erect.
Well, I'm glad
which
you're
is
excited
which
to
is
be
usually
here.
Not the answer to most questions.
Is it? That needs to be a hashtag on our next t-shirt. It's like hashtag erect for podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you can pay me for it, but
yeah, sure.
I already gave you the episode title, so
yeah, that's
true.
True.
Yeah. I'm giving you everything for free.
Lead is Weagle. Lead is Weagle.
Weagle.
Yeah.
Lead
is Weagle.
And on that note, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Or if you want to do the shorthand version of it,
podcast ears listen.
Yeah, podcast ears listen. You.
That's twice now, Sean.
I can't. I'm messing up tonight.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's because I'm here, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm so intimidated by Justin. I'm just going to. Yeah, I'm just gonna.
I mean,
know.
I will
I'm
say
head
this
out
much.
Now.
No.
Oh, okay.
Who's gonna man the board?
Okay, I'll come back.
Okay,
I'm coming back. Okay.
Oh, thanks, man.
Not back.
No, but here so, I Justin, I think if memory serves correctly, the last episode you were on was the last episode we recorded at the original location in Applegate, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
God, how long ago was that?
That was
season one.
That was 2014, 2015.
So that season one or season two?
That was a while ago, man.
Well, I moved to Spokane in 15.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Because we were doing a bunch of other stuff at that time. We were getting ready for like a bunch of other like shows.
Well, yeah, you were in Montgomery Landing, right?
Montgomery Village?
Montgomery Landing. Montgomery Village.
Montgomery Whatever.
Fucking geography. Never my strong suit. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's been a while, to say the least.
It's been a long while, and a lot has happened since then, I think. So
yeah.
I feel like I'm a different person from whoever I was in 2015. I mean, I'm a different person than I was 6 months ago, as
right.
We all are, I guess, in some sense, but without getting philosophical. about it, which no one likes. I just killed my own boner.
Aww. No, no, no. Get it back up. Get it back up.
Hold on. Okay.
There we go. The children should not be applauding that, John.
No, they generally don't.
No. No one wants that.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, Randy can applaud.
I'm Chris Hansen.
So what... I'm going to interview you guys now.
Oh, God.
What changes, if any, to the format have you made since then?
Well, let's see. Sean got a new improved version of the soundboard.
It looks nice.
I'm your friend.
Mm-hmm. Very expensive.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Very expensive.
Douglas, very expensive. No, we got
broke my grill.
We got new mics. We got a new board. Thanks for to Gabe and Addy for the board.
Yeah, it was a very nice price that we haggled down.
The very low
10
cost
hours
of
just talking. Yeah, it was free.
It was free.
But yeah, it's the best price.
So one of our friends from the Haven, he had his own show that he was doing, and his colleague had all this equipment, but he was moving to Florida and had no room for it. So they were like, "Well, we don't need it anymore. Do you want it?" And I'm like, "Okay,
nice,
sure,
yes, please, thank you."
And several hours of YouTube later, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm still getting used to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because Brian's running. Not only is Brian, you know, coming up with shows of his own, but he's actually running, like, the desk. Like, Sean's not doing it for him. He's running his own shit.
Yeah, because he says, I want to be in the Batman. I want to drive the Batmobile. I'm like, okay.
And I learned how to do it, damn it. I crashed into a few walls, but damn it, I'm doing it. So
you're going to sit right here.
You're going to learn.
Proud of you.
Proud
of you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah. It's been fun. And you know, like, what is it? On top of that, you know, we've been going to a lot of conventions. We've actually been making a lot of leeway, in terms of like just trying to get out there and meet other people. Sean's been doing a really awesome show called The Prime Directive.
Oh yeah.
Is we're that basically
Star Trek related.
Yes,
yes.
It is.
Yes, we review every episode of Star Trek ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you know, it's TOS, obviously, because we just finished the first season. So
even the bad ones.
Yep.
Every episode.
Yeah.
Those early episodes, I think you just categorize them as the bad ones.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing, Justin. We keep getting invited places because apparently people like us. Like we got invited
to weird.
We got invited to Queens. We got invited to, you know, freaking Farpoint. Like we keep getting invited to these places, and I'm like, cool, yeah, we'll show up. Thanks. Like
yeah,
it's a really weird feeling to realize that people like you in spite of, you know, having met you.
Right.
And I wasn't directing at you guys.
No,
we totally get it. Yeah. We totally get it, though.
Because I was telling you guys the whole story of being at this convention thing. Convention's not the right word for it.
It's like a workshop, right?
It's workshops, really.
It's a more grown-up thing than a convention.
Yeah, yeah. A little too grown-up, I think.
How many pop vinyls do they sell?
None.
Thank God.
They sold vinyl, probably, right?
Man, I see any vinyl in the bookstore? Tonight
on Justin's
gone before
Jukebox.
I got there. Yeah.
Justin's Jukebox. Remember we had the idea for a news program, This Justin?
Was that a thing?
We had an idea, and then you immediately slammed it down.
I think I actually came up with that name.
Or was an idea you had that I didn't hear or...
It's entirely possible.
We threw a lot
of ideas around.
Justin's Jukebox was definitely a thing, though.
That was definitely a thing.
That was a thing. I have memories of that.
Yeah. The episodes are on the archive somewhere.
Hey, guys, who remembers Beneful Games?
Oh, I do.
I don't.
Doesn't everybody?
Beneful Games.
This is a nice trip down memory lane. I'm sure your listeners have like current things that they want you to talk about.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can. I guess we can do that for the fans, of course.
For the fans.
Hi, all two of you. How are you?
Oh my God. Okay. So obviously, Sean's gonna be super. Just like Justin, Sean's gonna be super wrecked. Maybe they'll sword fight under the table, but. Yep. So Entertainment Weekly has released the first teaser images for Ready Player One,
which it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. In fact, Sean, have you guys seen these?
No,
I've seen the link.
We get the no, you're gonna have to look it up.
Oh,
just type in Ready Player One image.
As a person who has read that book, I would like to see these.
I'll just go to my profile. It's on my profile page.
Have we all here read? Has everyone here read the book?
I listened to the audiobook, but...
That's the same thing.
I actually got the book in a loot crate.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
That's so basically... Have you heard of this story or this book and what's about?
Oh no, I read it like. What year did it come out? Must have been within a year, within like a year.
Like the last 2 years, I think it came out.
So basically, it's a like for listeners who don't know, it's a dystopian world where everyone is in a VR kind of thing, and it's like the most popular thing. Like it's basically replaces the internet.
Yeah.
And the guy who invented it dies. He has no heirs, but he was like, my last will and testimony is to play, you know, here's a game and then play it. Basically, find this Easter egg I had hidden in my game. Yeah. And then through that is a bunch of 80s and just
pop culture
phenomenon. Yeah. Ernest Cline actually written it as a screenplay, initially, and then he started writing the book with the intention of like, this is unfilmable. Because the lawyers will ruin it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which and then Steven Spielberg, and then like shortly after, like when he was writing it, he met Steven Spielberg, and then they talked, and then there you go.
Yeah, I mean that's got to be like I can't even imagine the feeling of not only the thing you write is being turned into a movie, it's being turned into a movie by Steven Spielberg,
whose name attached to it will have everybody go, of course, yes.
Yeah. Take my money, please.
The only thing he's removing is all the references to his work, which is a lot. I mean, they still have the DeLorean with the Ghostbusters in there.
But they got rid of E.T. and Jurassic Park.
All the stuff that was Steven Spielberg related. But I'm pretty sure they're going to keep. They're going to keep Star Wars. I'm not sure if they're keeping the war games element because it's pretty implical to the plot.
Supaidaman,
Change Marveler.
The Japanese Spider-Man Sentai series.
Ultraman.
Was, yeah, stuff like that.
Mechagodzilla. Mm-hmm. And just everything 80s, really.
You gotta have Zork in there.
Yeah, Zork is in there.
Yes.
Zork is very integral to the plot.
If anybody's looking at this image, because, again, they've only given us so many of the images, but if you... Can you full screen this, Sean? Or?
Oh, wow, that's a really nice lake. That's pretty.
I think I downloaded it.
So you can see all kinds of different stuff. Like, there's cabbage... What is it? No, there's Garbage Pail Kids stickers up on the wall. And
Can we
there we go.
Enhance?
Yeah,
enhance.
I'm enhancing. I just double tapped it. So we
double tap that.
Okay. So just from here. So obviously it's the kid who played Cyclops in X-Men Apocalypse,
and who's wearing something that looks like.
I mean honestly if they made it contour to his face a little bit more, I'd say that's a more realistic Cyclops visor than the one they gave him.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Fucking Ray-Bans.
But what you've noticed down here, and I'm pointing that there's a He-Man lunchbox right
Dark
here.
Dark Horse comic book logo.
Dark Horse comic book
that, or
logo.
That could just be a chest piece.
Down here we have some controllers. And I looked up the other image. This is like an Xbox game. And
there's
all
what does that say on the sign? Have you washed your hands?
Scroll over to the left.
Yeah.
Down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Utz potato chip bag. Cheese puffs.
Then that one's Carl's Jr.
Yep.
So it's on the West Coast.
That candy box, is that?
There's high daddies. Resolution photos of this like online.
Now we get our first picture, by the way, of James Holiday. He looks like.
Which is the guy who plays it is Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies.
Oh, okay,
he's a really good actor and he pairs really well with Steven Spielberg's directing.
This is not what I expected this dude to look like, by the way, because I expected him to look more like, I don't know, like Dr. Jones kind of, I don't know.
Which Dr. Jones?
The character description say he's long unkempt black. Hair and there's long unkempt.
I don't know. There was just black hair. Just the way that like Will Wheaton was playing him.
And then they have this keynote looking newspaper like in the corner, and it it says that spells gregarious. I'm pretty sure they're not going to change the name of the company.
No.
But like Gregarious Games unveils the Oasis, and then that's the game called the Oasis. So I'm really excited for it. We're probably going to get a trailer. This week at San Diego Comic Con that goes on this weekend.
Yes. What else is there? I think that's everything, at least from the photo. But hey, I wanted to ask you guys a question. So Justin, you read the book, and Sean, you've read the book. Would you say that the relationship between Holiday and his business partner is sort of mirroring the Dave Arneson and Gary Gygax?
He referenced that. He also referenced Steve Jobs and Wozniak.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I feel like, he's kind of a cross between Gary Gygax and Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Because he created this business, but he also was intimately involved in creating all the details of the game itself in this world.
Okay. And also very, like, reclusive.
Yeah.
In his workings of everything. And even in public appearances, not even having, like, not sharing Jobs' thing at all in terms of public speaking.
Yeah. And so who's playing it's been a while since I read it. The female character,
Artemis?
Yeah.
Artemis is Livia Cook.
I don't know if I know who that is.
She there's a bunch of stuff she's in. It's more like indie films than anything else, but also Simon Pegg's playing Ogden Morrow.
Nice.
So that should be interesting. Ben Middleton plays Nolan Sorrento, the head corporation of IOI, which is an innovative online industries, which is like basically antagonist of the story.
Right.
Yeah, that's like a big corporate.
Those dicks.
Yeah, it's kind of like adventure versus corporate greed, and it's pretty interesting. I'm really curious at where he goes with it.
Yeah, and what is the release date?
March. It was really funny. It moved 3 times. It was first December 1st of 2018,2018. Then they had to move it to December 15th, 2018.
Okay.
And then that's the same release date as Star Wars.
I was gonna say.
So they decided to move it to, 2017. So they decided to move it to 2018, March 2018. So it was in December 2017, and then they moved it to March.
Okay.
Just so, there's Star Wars, and we have this entire movie that's a bunch of Star Wars and 80s references. Right. Let us move that.
Well, not to mention...
Because we have a feeling it's going to be successful.
Yeah, let's not step on any toes.
Well, you know what's funny is that we when you look at it, you really kind of have to, when you're releasing films like this, you have to kind of navigate that minefield because you got to deal with not only Star Wars now, but then Marvel and DC, you know, to a lesser extent, obviously. But still, you know, you kind of got to deal with, well, it's Warner Brothers, so fuck it. But still, you kind of have to make sure that you're not, like, getting in that area where, like, oh, all our box office revenue is being sucked up by Marvel. Or by Disney, or, well, shit, they're both the same thing. But still.
When's Justice League getting released, Brian?
November.
Okay, cool. So they're not going to clash there either.
Right, so it's weird how, like, movies like this kind of have to be like, well, let me try and find, like, the right position now. Because, like...
The Star Wars is, like, December. It's, like, Christmas is Star Wars, basically.
What's Christmas? I just know it's Star Wars.
Which has become, like, the best fucking thing.
Yeah.
It really has.
The best present. Because, you know, like, if you're, no one gives you presents or anything, and you're just feeling really down, like, hey.
Star Wars.
Yeah. I just have an extra $10, I'll go catch a matinee at the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah. Someone's going to write an updated version of, like, The Night Before Christmas. It's like, don't be sad, Star Wars is coming out.
It was the night before Star Wars.
Yep.
I mean, I think as guys with December birthdays, like... Yes. It really means a lot.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
It's an added gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Those used to be summer movies.
Thank you, Disney. Speaking of Disney, actually moving on to the next topic. So Disney had their annual conference delightfully titled D23. And no, that's not the collective penis sizes of everyone at the table. just saying.
23 penises?
Says you, sir.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, so we also got our first look at the new Disney parks, Star Wars lands.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, yeah.
Yeah, pull up the picture because it's pretty
legit. You want some background music?
Give me that background music.
Let's get some background music going.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. We still have this.
We're really kicking into the theme.
So here, check this out. Yeah. Check this out. So this is...
Oh, yeah, I'll let you...
Now, again, this is just models at the point, but... Is
oh,
it,
my right, God.
So I'm looking at this.
That looks awesome.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question, guys. So as obviously Star Wars fans, as we all are, I'm looking at this and I'm getting like a mix of like...
It looks like they basically just... It looks like Battle World of Star Wars, basically. Like
Marvel Naboo, did Battle World. I see Tatooine.
I see Endor. I see fucking... Yeah.
Yeah,
there's actually a Millennium Falcon going to be parked in the back top there.
Let me see if there's any others.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to. This is in Orlando, right?
Well, there's gonna be two. There's gonna be one in Disney World and one in Disneyland.
And if this isn't like a full scale Millennium Falcon that you can't like go inside and tour, then it's like what's the point?
Yeah, no sale. If you can't
actually sit in the cockpit, or the gunner seats, and it's like what. What are you doing?
Well, it's gonna be two scale Millennium Falcon. So you just there's two scale TIE Fighter.
When are they?
So
saying?
You can go up and go inside and look around, come back out.
Supposedly 2019, bro.
2019. Okay. Because
there it is. That's
it. You got Millennium Falcon. You got a jump ship here. So it's looking like everything's gonna be full scale. I mean, again, these are strictly just models, but
no, it's gonna be full scale.
But yeah, but it says that your experience is going to be that of being in between a battle between the First Order and the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm obviously all for that. I think some of this is coming off of Rogue One.
Mm. Yes.
Some of the architecture is coming off of Rogue One.
So there's kind of a narrative element to this park.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Okay. They give you at least a little bit of loose narrative to get you through the park to make the experience more immersive.
Right.
Which, I mean, again, just from the models alone, I'm like, I'm already sold.
So right now, what I'm really worried is because the Pandora park, the part of the Animal Planet, is packed to capacity.
Yeah, no, trust me.
Like, they have a wait. They have a line.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes around the block.
Yeah. Interesting side note.
Just to get into the thing?
Just to get into the park.
Well, I'll tell you.
Because of the Pandora thing.
I'll tell you.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is because I've been making a tradition now of going to California every 2 years because of a, unrelated convention. I'm thinking 2020, when that convention happens yet again, y'all need to come along and we need to go fucking Disney World. Or Disneyland.
That's not a bad idea, but also one thing I want to point out, I don't know if anybody knows this, so does anybody know how much it costs for a resident of the state of Florida to go to Disney World?
How much?
What?
Just take a wild guess.
Is it some astronomical fucking number?
No.
No, it's a cheap number because they're closer.
I would imagine it'd be less.
Right?
What, $25?
Like $25, $35.
Holy shit. God. I was just joking around, but that's...
Because the idea is that you want to draw the saps in, the tourists, who will pay the high amount of money because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to show your Florida state ID, obviously, but... So if you know someone in Florida, get them to buy your passes.
Well, and also I think it's like also kind of a consolation for having to live in Florida.
Right.
That's also true.
I'm sorry you live in Florida. Can you buy my tickets to Disneyland?
Cheap Disney World passes.
Your state is a category on fart.com. Here's your discounted tickets. Like,
do you get a discount on hotels? I need a discount on hotels.
Nice. But anyway, also at D23, we got those assembled there. Got to see the very first few seconds of Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually have a description here of what the scene is. All right. I will read it if people are interested. Yeah. Or maybe...
Sean, do you have like Marvel-related music to play underneath of this?
I can cook it to something up.
All right, Avengers theme or something.
All right, so while he's getting that set up, I'll just start reading the blurb that comes before it. So the trailer screened exclusively for the attendees and not simultaneously released online.
Boo.
Begins with the Guardians of the Galaxy on their ship floating through a creepy section of space. So, pretty normal for them.
Yeah.
A lot of
the best kind of
got
space.
That going? There we go. So Star-Lord tells his crew to put on their mean faces because things could get dangerous. Now, again, I could see Chris Pratt saying something like that.
All right, everybody, put on your mean faces.
Yep. Yes. Suddenly, a body hits the spaceship. It's an unconscious Thor wearing his gladiator garb from Thor Ragnarok. Smart money is on the end of November's Ragnarok, leading directly into 2018's Infinity War.
Yes.
They bring him inside the ship, and Mantis wakes him up. Now, obviously, Mantis is becoming part of the Guardians of the Galaxy crew after the end of Volume 2.
Yes.
So Thor wakes up, looks around, sees Star-Lord, and asks the natural question, "Who the hell are you guys?" Because, you know, Asgardians have Australian accents.
Yep.
But so, and then we cut immediately to Earth, where the heroes are dealing with death and destruction. Loki, some fucking how, has the Tesseract again. And he's up to no good. And in New York, Peter Parker's on his school bus and sees arm hair raising. Could that be spider sense?
Yes.
Could it be tingling?
Could it? I mean, he is. I mean, he is a teenager. It could just be puberty.
Yeah.
And there is
tingling
or static electricity. I don't know.
And then they did mention something, which it's a spoiler for Homecoming, so I'm not gonna fucking. But if you saw Homecoming, you know he might have the thing that. Was at the end of the movie.
Well, that was very helpful.
he might have the thing at the end of the movie. Thank you, Brian.
Just letting you know.
Fair enough.
Trying to go about that like the most like casual way.
No, and see, that's the thing. At D23, they were announcing all sorts of stuff, like Wrinkle in Time. They've announced more details for Star Wars The Last Jedi. Here we are. They're doing... Jon Favreau's doing his live action The Lion King. They got a little.
Is this going to be sort of along the same lines of the like Beauty and the Beast and Jungle Book?
Yes. They're remake. Yeah. Just when so you, little, I don't know if you're aware of that. They're actually
the movie you love, and then you want toys.
Shut up, John.
No.
All right. Anyway,
go away, so, chef.
All right. So, right.
No.
So, apparently, they're going through a lot of the old Disney animated classics, and they're doing live action remakes of them.
They've got like 20 of those fucking films. Yeah, they got them like in queue. Which is funny because I remember thinking to myself, like, what was it? The first one came out, and I was like, oh yeah, that'd be really neat if they like decided to do that. Now I'm like, no, take it back. Take it all back.
Well, here's a natural discussion question then, I guess. Besides The Lion King, which Disney movie would you be most excited to see this sort of CGI live action version of?
It doesn't matter because it's being made.
We asked this question before with BGN and our other.
I remember what it was.
Now, the final
one we came down to was we wanted to see a live action version of The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under.
Yes,
that was the one we came to.
My suggestion was Sword in the Stone, and it's happening. Also
good. That's weird because I was just thinking that
Sword,
one.
Sword that's actually awesome. Happening though,
especially because that one's so like. Yeah, I think one of the more like underrated or
that's such a great movie. That is such a
you know, well, because I was also thinking like the you know Disney Robin Hood. Yeah, like, because that one just doesn't get as much love as it deserves.
Right, and plus you gotta think about all the furries are gonna go out to see.
Dude, that was
all those foxtails.
Girl, I remember having it on VHS, man. I fucking wore out that tape.
Yeah, that rooster. So
travel to conventions, make it happen.
Yeah, oh, nice. All right, but so, I mean, they were announcing stuff left and right. You got first shots of Lion King. You've got
Mulan.
First trailer for Mary Poppins Returns, which I didn't know was a thing.
That sounds way too, like, action-packed for...
Mary Poppins Returns.
Mary Poppins, y'all!
I guess. But, I mean, so... But,
in a
I
world,
mean, did,
she's
they,
back, and this time they it's did personal.
Cast, they did cast it well,
this
though,
because... it's personal.
You got Meryl Streep, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Dick Van Dyke, I thought Nick Van Dyke was dead.
Nope.
Don't you say that.
No, I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying.
Hello, Mary Poppins.
And Angela Lansbury. No, that's great.
Now, yeah.
So apparently that's coming out in Christmas 2018.
Now, if
Angela Lansbury, that's funny because there was like several. We probably ended up watching several hours worth of Murder, She Wrote at the hospital today.
Oh God.
Wow.
Which of these movies coming out, Colin, do you think deserves the sunshine treatment?
Oh my God, Mary!
That's a good question.
Ooh.
Justin, you'll see.
While you're thinking about that, you'll
see what I mean.
Okay, yeah, I'm intrigued.
Oh, you'll hear what I mean.
While you're thinking about that, honestly, in that Mary Poppins Return movie, if Michael Rooker does not have a cameo in that, I am going to be so fucking mad.
I think Michael Rooker should have a cameo in everything.
Also,
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, that's
Oprah's in that.
Oprah,
Mindy Kaling, Reese Witherspoon, I think also.
Jeez.
That's fascinating because that's cool. It'll get people to go read that book and then be like, what?
Yep.
What? which is generally the reaction when you read Wrinkle in Time.
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, actually, okay. So Sean, let me discuss this next news story and then we'll do the sunshine treatment.
Okay.
Okay, because it actually this sort of
kind of works into it.
Is it Sieg or Segway? I keep forgetting.
Segway.
Sorry, I keep saying Sieg. It's not.
No, but on here at this podcast table, we're gonna pronounce it Segway, and we're gonna like it.
Segway.
Bob Seger on a Segway.
Oh.
Oh, like. I went on and on and on and on. Oh, man.
He can turn
it off a cliff.
He can turn the page, but he can't turn that segue.
Nope. So for those, all right. So with talking about all these, they actually also announced a live action, right? They also announced a live action. Announced a live action Aladdin, and they actually announced the casting for it. Will Smith is going to be the genie. People are going ape shit because they're like, how dare you replace Robin Williams?
And also, how dare you not make it Sinbad? Right? Like, that whole,
okay.
Okay.
So you guys are aware of the
that
whole,
right there.
Like,
yeah,
Shazam,
that right there.
Kazam
yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. But I actually want to make a point here. Who here has seen Jamie Costa's Robin Williams impersonation?
Right, on Facebook, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
It's perfect.
Oh. That dude is fucking great. I'm surprised they didn't go right to him. Have you not seen it?
They should have went right to him.
Pull up Jamie Costa's Robin Williams impression. Just for those who don't know what I'm talking about, and Justin, obviously, because you...
If
not only does he look very similar to Robin Williams...
He sounds like it, too.
Well, and also, unlike...
How do you spell Jamie Costa?
Unlike us staring at a picture, this actually will work as a podcast segment.
Yeah.
Apparently, I typed this in before.
All it's right, flubber.
Yeah, that one works.
That one works.
Yeah. All right. So this is Jamie Costa. All right, start over. Start.
Listen, you're immenseness. The humans, they're strange. They have things called pets. They poo and they pee and they love them. Nano, nano.
Being naked is the only way you can enjoy it. Jack, have you ever heard of the story of the Fisher King? No, thanks.
Good morning, Vietnam! We interrupt the sucky weather to bring you this.
Yo, the name is Batty. I've gone quite matty. My logic is erratic.
Put a shirt on, man.
You gotta fantasize the woman, yes. Dance.
Fatty, 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 Madonna, Madonna.
It's Flubber! Oh, watch out! Oh!
Sorry, Weebo.
I wanted to be a father. Daddy. Not Teddy. That's my happy thought.
Pan the Avengers back.
But am I wrong? Man.
Okay, so you can go ahead and stop.
Oh, wait, when was Pan a member of the Avengers?
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you remember a game called Jumanji? It's me, Alan. It's your turn.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, so that one right there was...
Yeah.
It's also just weird that he kind of looks like him, too, right?
Like he looks like if not like a...
I mean, not
like
that it matters with a lot.
Like a child of his, a very close relative.
He looks like his stepson, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not stepson. Well,
the
impersonation is spot on.
Sorry, hold on. I meant to say something else. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Spot on.
Yeah, I know.
Like, freaky.
Like I remember, I remember he was trying to go out for the role of Han Solo in...
like.
Han Solo, Solo, but the Han Solo solo film, but he lost out to what's his face?
Han Solo.
Do you remember the actor who got the Han Solo role?
No, but apparently he's not doing a good job.
Yeah,
no.
That movie is gonna be
that's gonna be the first one that comes out in a while.
That's gonna be kind of nearing like the Ewok made for TV movies. Does anyone remember those?
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what it's going to be like.
We don't talk about those films.
Like, not Star Wars Holiday Special bad, but Ewok bad.
Almost like by comparison.
I can't remember the sound of my grandfather's voice, but I can remember those.
Ugh. Anyway, but... So I'm just... Yeah, so I just... The casting... I mean, I'm just not sold on Will Smith. I mean, everybody obviously is going to say that Robin Williams would do the superior acting job, and I'm not saying that Will Smith is any slouch when it comes to the acting realm.
I don't agree.
Well, yeah, the purpose of the segment isn't to compare him to Robin Williams.
It's
to compare him to everyone else who could potentially be playing the genie.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I don't see
Jim Carrey was a perfect opportunity.
You know what? Jim Carrey, but I'm going to go back to Sinbad. I don't know. It's like, I'm going to go back to Sinbad on this one.
I mean, yeah, I threw that out there as a joke, but come on.
But no, seriously, though, it's like, because
he needs it.
He needs it.
Yeah. By the way, that April Fool's thing that he did was amazing. That whole, forget what the paradox name is, but still.
Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence. They could all do it.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Find out I'm out of the damn lamp. Not a moment too soon. Damn.
Sounds like donkey.
Down, Shrek, down.
Oh, yeah, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy can do it.
Martin Lawrence. Gonna...
Yeah. Is Eddie Murphy, can you do, or, you know...
So, I don't know.
Oh, my God. No, but, yeah, so, I don't know.
Cedric the Entertainer is...
Steve Harvey is Genie Lamp. Just rub the carpet.
All right. You want to give it the sunshine treatement now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're giving it the
sunshine. Hang on. Because
you got the sunshine treatment.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just gonna sit in the theater here.
All right. All right.
Movie start.
This summer, Rob Schneider is a street rat in the streets of Agrabah, and he's a diamond in the rough when he finds a magical lamp, a carpet, and a best friend named Abu. He rubs the lamp. He rubs that lamp and meets a brand new friend in Genie. For your consideration...
Oh, I'm a genie.
For your consideration, Aladdin. I don't know.
Aladdin!
Aladdin!
Rated
PG-13. Rated R. Rated NC-17 for graphic sexual content.
I just took a diamond in the rough.
Okay. All right, everybody. No, Brian, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. That was a show ended. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, you definitely redeemed yourself for that stepson comment.
Yeah, sorry. I've been up since like 5 this morning, so.
It's like, all right, we're out of here. Goodbye, everybody.
No, yeah. Okay. That's going to be pretty hard to top. All right, so.
Jesus Christ.
One thing I haven't.
A diamond in the... Wait. Diamond in the diamond in the rough.
Well, there's a nice surprise. All right.
So...
Ooh, yeah!
Does anybody remember Tommy Wiseau?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, news story.
Oh, hi.
Oh, God. Okay,
I can't remember my grandfather's voice, but I can remember.
I can remember. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Gonwell. Oh,
hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Gonwell.
So the disaster artist is actually slated to now come out worldwide December 8th, 2017. And the first teaser trailer actually just dropped today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laughing my ass off the entire fucking time.
It's perfect.
I would say, well, yeah, the makeup job they do on James Franco, he looks like Tommy Wiseau.
Can I say something before we get into the trailer? Because I think we're gonna air it on.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, well, tell your story, Brian.
How fucking funny would it be if this movie went on to win an Oscar?
I would love that.
The irony,
I would love
the fucking,
that.
The fucking irony of it.
I would. That would renew my respect in the Academy.
Oh yeah.
If this movie got like a certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes,
as if I could thought like the, you know, Academy's.
I
opinion,
think that every theater should do a double feature
of the room and then the disaster. Yeah. Oh my God! Yes,
I would totally.
Or if
it,
they're
so.
Straight slated for time, you play Nostalgia Critic's review of the Room.
Oh,
and then
and
here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
What line?
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
For reference sake, Tommy Wiseau wrote this fucking movie.
Action.
What is line?
The movie is
Take
so
13.
Bad.
Action.
I did not hit her. Okay. Line.
It became infamous.
I did not hit her. It's not
so
true.
So, like, it's Seth Rogen, it Rob Corddry, Dave Brenner.
I did not hit her.
You know,
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Take 67. Action.
Jesus Christ.
I hit her.
No. Do you want to change the line?
You're doing great, man.
I hit her.
Action.
Action! Action! Action!
You have to say it loud. I can't hear it in here.
Say action so I can hear.
Okay.
The disaster action. Artist almost won.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay.
I cannot fucking wait for this movie.
Yeah, no. God. I'm really excited about this trailer. The only criticism I actually have of it is that I'm not buying Franco's vocal delivery.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, they got the look. I think he's.
They got the look.
I did not hit
pat,
her. It's it's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
A dozen red roses, please.
And I think that's interesting.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Because like the Tommy was so. Voice is like the easiest impression to do.
I did not.
I did not hit her. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. Babe.
So how's your
These
sex
are for
life?
You.
I have something for you.
I want to, yeah, like.
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Yeah,
just
the
a
laugh.
Little cheeky.
Actually, Sean, do me a favor. Can you type in theroomsoundboard.com?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
What's a soundboard, Mark?
Well, there's a soundboard. He's loading it up, Kay.
Everyone should have this bookmarked.
Yeah, seriously. It's
Hi, I'm Tommy. Why should
you? It's taking a while to load. You might want to close other tabs.
Okay, I close other tabs.
Maybe tabs.
Maybe since that trailer just dropped, the demand for the room soundboard is
That
so
is entirely
high right now.
Possible. I could believe
you
that.
You know what? Yeah.
maybe
what
should,
the story, Justin?
Yes. What the story, what?
So everyone who's currently on theroomsoundboard.com, get the hell off of it so we
got to back out and go. Oh, there we go. You got it.
Anything for my princess.
Man. Come on. Play it, you whore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hang on.
This is a great podcast.
I know, right?
This is a fantastic podcast.
No, I'm glad to know this hasn't changed.
Tune into Boldly Going Nowhere.
You know what?
Anything for my princess.
There it is.
Oh,
geez. We're back on points.
Okay.
Half Canadian bitch.
She's beautiful.
I definitely have
breast cancer. Don't click it.
I got the results of the test back. I definitely have breast cancer.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Okay, the children can applaud for that.
Okay.
You're not my fucking mother.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
See? How hard is that?
Yeah. So I think like they should get Franco to spend like 8 hours a day just doing this, listening to the soundboard.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little late now. I think they finished shooting, but
right.
Maybe they can do the shitty AD, the guy who did the shitty ADR maybe, for The Room.
Yes.
Do the ADR for this movie.
That's brilliant.
I did not. Oh yeah. So Brian turned me on to this. Apparently there's a dude who used to work at Funko Land. Who's just basically putting up all his stories for while he's working there.
Back in like 99 to 2002.
And Brian turned me on to this story. It's merely titled Fungo Files Super Mario / Duck Hunt. And it basically is a dude talking about how the cheapest game they sold at Funko Land was the Super Mario / Duck Hunt cartridge, which was the default cartridge you got with an NES system.
Right.
They sold it for 9 cents, which is why they had so many copies, because who's going to keep that? Everybody's got at least 10 copies. I mean, Justin, I bet you don't even have an NES right now, but you got 10 copies of it somewhere.
I drove my mom's car here, and there's probably a copy under the seat.
So he's talking about how they had all these copies in the store, and they wanted to clear out some inventory.
Like they would have to go through all this bullshit of like having to do like a buyback program, and they'd have to wait a few days with the company, and it probably cost them like an exorbitant amount of money to be able to ship out the boxes to then ship it back and all this bullshit. And then they came up with an idea. Thank you.
There we go.
So, okay. So they went through the store's inventory and found out they had 130 copies of this one game sitting in the shop. So they did the math. At 9 cents a copy, 130 games, it was $11.70 to buy all of them. And then they used their 10% employee discount and dropped it to $10.53. So they just basically scrounged up all the change out of both their cars and put these fucking games. Just split them up between the two of them, and they've just been sitting in their houses since.
Yep.
So now, just so you know, if you're out there and you need a copy, we know a guy.
Oh, can you the paragraph about how they tried to get rid of him.
Yep, right. This one? Or this?
It says here, so for weeks we tried to come up with ways to get rid of them all, leaving them as tips, leaving them in public places, or whatever other wacky ideas we came up with. None of them ever worked. We were stuck with the whole...
I just love the image of like getting a cup of coffee and trying to like shove the cartridge into like the tip jar.
Use it as a coaster. He said...
I just put it underneath the tip jar and just keep on stacking it up each time.
Like sticking in the tip jar with a little post-it note, God bless.
Or oh my god, just this is like this is one of those things where I'm gonna go to hell. But like I'm imagining like you know you're at a traffic light and like some panhandler comes up, like
dude, you know he washes anything, your windows right, and like, you just hand him
helps,
a cartridge.
Anything helps. And you're like like anything helps. You hand him the Super Mario Duck Hunt cartridge and he's just like takes out a marker. He's like accept that. Anything else except for Super Mario / Duck Hunt.
I mean, you didn't even give me a zapper. Like,
yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair,
how the fuck am I going to play this?
I only can play half this game.
So, by the way, you can find this blog at www.seanpetrowski.net. It's www.seanpetrowski, PIOTROWSKI.net.
Link in the description.
He's got all kinds of stories about working in Funko Land and all kinds of crazy shit. And it's just like... You know, if you're at work and, like, you really just kind of want to throw back to, like, I don't know, like, not even, like, 10, 15 years ago, it's a really good, like, rabbit hole to go down. Really cool blog.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Sorry. Anyway, one more piece of news I think we can get through, because I think we're coming up on our time frame here.
Hi-oh.
For those of you who are fans of the Muppets... I guess we've heaped so much praise on Disney today. I think we gotta, you know, do one story, kick them down a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the voice of Kermit the Frog
The Frog here.
1990?
Mm-hmm.
Henson died in 1990, right?
Yeah.
He's been the voice of Kermit since Jim Henson.
The only person other than Jim Henson himself to voice Kermit the Frog.
Steve Whitmire has been fired as the voice of Kermit the Frog. And originally he was leaving the role. Then it was he had been fired in October of last year.
Yeah. Also, Sean, do you have like a clip of those children booing?
No, I might
pull the soundboard quickly.
I might.
Sorry.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Boo, I say.
So apparently, and like we had gotten very little information on this, but apparently on Monday he had an interview where he had. Describe the reason why was because there had been this is a sad song to play. God damn it. So apparently when Disney acquired the company, there was a lot of contract negotiation between Disney and the union that Steve Whitmire belonged to. And apparently they were saying that Disney is trying to paint him as, oh, he's hostile to coworkers and he's overly difficult in contract negotiations. Well, Disney's not really great about paying their actors.
Right, and it's hard. It's just like Ron hard Williams. To imagine the guy who voices Kermit the Frog like being an asshole, dick, like
being like blessed by the you know Jim Henson family.
It's fucking decaf.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna break someone's dick off for this.
I mean,
Girl Connection.
It's
I'll cut off your dick. For this.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, we're listening to this song, and then, like, you read something like, it's like, this is my life work. This is the only adult job I've had. I'm like, come on. Like,
yeah, because he's been doing this since 1990.
Yeah.
Like, 27 years.
Well, you got to figure that the guy's, if there's any kind of, like, silver lining.
He's got to suck at a job interview when he's, like, trying for other jobs.
What skills
he's a voice
do you
actor,
have?
No, Whoa. Not really.
What skills do you have?
I would like hold to procure a job interview.
Hi-oh. Hello. Hi.
Kermit the Frog here.
Doesn't work without the
puppet. And I think
we're filled.
And this like okay. So it says you know they were uncomfortable with the way that I handled giving notes to one of the top creative executives on the series. And the series they're referring to is that the ABC Muppets, which I'm like the biggest Muppets fan in the world. I could not watch one episode of
that show. Was horseshit.
It was like the only note that they should have gotten on that was cancel this immediately.
Right.
Maybe that was the note.
It was
maybe
that was the note. Yeah. I mean, look, the
note was just I know what
he was trying to speak up and ABC said, "Nah."
out.
The note was just like, I know what you did.
Yeah.
Right. The concept was interesting, but the execution was just awful.
I've never felt so betrayed by a show as that.
I mean, because it was a really interesting concept where it's like, you know, we're just going to do like The Office, but with the Muppets, and we're going to kind of like...
Well, yeah, it's basically we're just taking the concept of the film, The Muppets, and I guess...
Yeah, expanding upon it.
Right. And I love the new Muppet films are great, right? Yeah. I love them. And the other problem is that they were advertising that show so much that by the time it even premiered, everyone had seen
the best bits of
commercials for it.
Right.
So many times. Like, there's no one's going to laugh at this, right?
Also, I mean, really, I just... This is
and
just
even
me
the trailer
this.
Wasn't good, so...
Yeah, no, honestly, this is just me saying this, and I don't know if it speaks of me because I don't watch television very often, but what sitcom do people watch on ABC?
Modern Family?
Agents
That's
of
ABC,
Shield.
Right?
That's not a sitcom.
That's probably to me it is.
That's got to be their most successful, right?
Modern Family, I would honestly say, is probably their most successful show. But
are sitcoms even really much of a thing now? Like, I don't know. Well, I'm sure they are, but like, I feel like
I think
they're not popular.
Is the last of the
sitcoms. They're really not that popular anymore.
It's
old formula is going out of style because people are watching shows and like, what? Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Why is there people laughing?
Yeah, don't I'll laugh if I want to. Don't like tell me when to laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Not to mention they got, you know, in this show, one of the big things was that like Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up, even though
they had just gotten
back together in the fucking movie and it's right. Okay.
Sure, you know, it's like, ooh, let's add that.
Let's
drama,
play Will They
you know,
Won't right. They with and, a frog and right. a pig.
And considering that was the conflict of that entire movie too. Like,
do right. not hate me because I am beautiful.
So
you know, I hate you because you're fat.
Oh,
ow.
Anyways.
I'm so uncomfortable right now. I don't want to get in between this lover's quarrel.
So this has happened a lot.
I'm really sorry, Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But no, so that was like the first reason. It's like, oh, I'm trying to give creative feedback to the showrunners.
Yeah.
Isn't that what an actor is supposed to do when they have ideas? Especially one who's been playing the role for 27 fucking years.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So apparently the second reason was there was a small video shoot involving Kermit, Fozzie, Miss Piggy, and an outside company, which they're not naming for whatever reason. Oh, so Mr. Whitmire declined to name it. That took a place more than a year before the phone call, which he was told he was going to be let go. There was a contract dispute between the Screen Actors Guild and Disney about how much the performers behind the puppets should be paid. And so the Screen Actors Guild advised him not to do it, which he agreed to. And then when Disney called him to say, hey, you're fired, he's like, he went to his lawyer. His lawyers went to Disney and said, hey, I'll make a change in my contract saying that we won't have union disputes anymore. Like, I won't, like, they can advise me of this, but I won't let their decision, you know, affect the show going forward. And they were like, nope.
Jesus, that's sad.
So it's like, you literally gave away his leverage to, you know, be able to make a living as an actor by having a union representing him. And then he's like, no, I'll let you guys fuck me over whenever you want.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, just bent over, just spread it wide, and they're like, not interested.
Yeah, it's, ugh.
Which is, just really sad, and like probably not the image you wanted to associate with Kermit the Frog.
Bent over and spread it wide sounds like a Creed reunion thing.
Bent over and spread it wide, the Kermit the Frog story. Although, if you really think about it, like, that kind of describes, you know, the act of puppetry.
Right, right.
So we could have made a...
That should be like a documentary. Like, it's like a rock documentary on the Electric Mayhem.
Well, maybe maybe since it's such a sad story.
Not the teeth. All right. Oh,
sorry. Maybe since this is such a sad story, maybe a positive way to end this is to tell people to go read the biography of Jim Henson by Brian Jones, which is... fantastic. Like, I don't even read biographies, and it's literally the only biography I own, and it's wonderful. So maybe just to like rekindle your love of Muppets and Jim Henson, go read that book and fuck Disney, I guess.
Oh man, we're screwed now.
Oh man.
Well, I gotta say, this was really fun being on this show again.
Yeah.
I've just got a small thing, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry, but you can work through it.
Now, we're here for you.
It's a small little like news thing, but like I just saw the headline and it said, in Lexington, South Carolina, a man horrified after booking a prostitute and his own wife arrived, and the comment I left was, if you like pina coladas. Like, and that's really...
Wait, I'm sorry, did you say Lexington, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Wait. I lived in Lexington, South Carolina.
Oh my god, no. Maybe, no.
Yeah.
Maybe you met this guy.
Maybe. I would have laughed even harder if my dad was still living in Lexington.
It's like, opens the door, shit.
Mom?
You're like, I need to send a text real quick.
That'll make a great trailer for a movie.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Okay. Five?
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
I'll always love the classics.
Yep. Now, mind you, see, this is what it's like from this end of the table, Sean.
I love it.
Oh, no. Stop it.
You're not
supposed to love it.
More. More.
Anyway.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Right now.
Oh,
come on. Why not?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
There you go. All right.
Yep.
Anyway. So, no, it's great having you back on, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We should just buy you a microphone and you should just remote in from Spokane. Or Spokane, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, only if you promise to pronounce it correctly.
Okay, well, how Spokane? Do I pronounce it?
Yeah, you got it.
Spokane?
You got it.
Okay. Right on. Geography. It's not my strong suit.
Spokane. Spokane.
Yeah.
Spokane.
Yeah.
It's spoken.
That's all right.
Anyways.
The town where the actual campus is located is so spelled Cheney, which how would you pronounce that?
Cheney?
Yeah. It's pronounced Cheney.
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 You have to, you guys can't, Cheney. I mean, you can't see the face I was Cheney. Making probably if you're listening to this, Cheney. But you have to really like you're saying cheese, like Cheney.
Cheney.
Cheney. And like people will give you shit if you don't pronounce it Cheney.
Oh, you know what? So basically, like for instance, say if I'm Cheney. Like a Minnesota housewife, Cheney.
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 We should chat a bit. Cheney.
Cheney. It's the whole, like, it's 5 minutes of us going, Cheney should be just the S. That's
riveting.
If it makes you feel any better when I was,
that should be, like, the stinger to the, just,
Cheney.
After the show's over, just 5 minutes.
One big pile of shit.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, when I was living in San Antonio, like, they spell the county name B-E-X-A-R. How would you want to pronounce it?
B-E-X-A-R?
Yeah.
Bexar, which is, like, the shitty off-brand Pixar.
It's fucking Bear County. It's called Bear County. But there's a fucking unnecessary X in there. I'm like,
how did that get?
Why?
In
there?
It's like, Texas.
It's fucking stupid.
So how do you guys pronounce that that flavored drinking water that's named after a river?
Which one?
Do you say LaCroix? Do you say
LaCroix?
Do you say?
I say LaCroix. I don't care if I'm wrong. Really.
Okay. I tend to be pretentious about it and be like, LaCroix.
Now let's talk about...
I get all redneck about it, and I say LaCroix.
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 LaCroix. LaCroix.
Now let's talk about GIF. Now let's talk about GIF versus GIF. That's probably
this,
a good...
Oh, God.
Let's,
no.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's not get into the situation where we're going to have like a three-episode long argument.
It stands for graphical interface. So fuck
I'm just trying to get you guys more comments.
I'm just so lonely.
Remember when we had like a whole episode long argument about like what constitutes a sandwich?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. No, wait, hold on. So no, there's a new
don't start
on.
This.
No.
It's 58 minutes in. Don't do
shut it.
There's one more. There's a new one. Is a Pop Tart ravioli?
Get out of here with that shit.
No.
Well, anyway, on that note.
Oh, I really thought you were actually going to let it go out.
Because it's like you have two pastries and a filling, and then you have like a tasty, you know, thing on top.
No, well, thank you for tuning in to Bully Going Nowhere. Yeah.
If you like this, and okay, sure, why not? You can listen to more at www.castwaystudios.com.
And if you want to support the studio, please go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon, where you can buy all your Amazon needs and Amazon-related items.
You know, like zebra print snuggies.
Yes.
And fuzzy dice.
And Apple iPads.
Yeah, something like
those
that.
Those are a thing, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Patreon, we have that too.
Patreon, but give us money a month.
Yes.
Please.
Give us monthly monies.
Give us monthly monies.
We're so lonely.
So lonely. Anyway, you can find me at Sean L. Holmes on Twitter. Colin runs the Castwave Studios feed at Castwave Studios. Mm-hmm. Brian.
B. Massey, 1987.
And then Justin.
I am J_IronCity.
Oh, okay.
On both Twitter and Instagram.
Because sweet. your name in German.
Yeah. Eisen's that, right?
Yeah. You got anything that you want to plug? Any like blogs or anything?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't really, I don't do the whole blogging thing so much anymore. So, yeah, I guess just go give me a reason to actually post things on Twitter.
Cool. All right.
All right. He's got to get them follows.
I'll tag you and shit.
Sweet.
Hashtag right. The one retweet equals one prayer.
If you Google my name, you can find some various stories and things that I've published. So
right on.
He's a very talented writer. You should Google
Justin Eisenstadt.
Yeah,
and see what comes up.
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks for coming back, man. It's great to have you. Great to have you back, man.
Nice visual reference to an audio podcast. Yes. They just shaked hands.
Well, because we're recording.
Oh man, we almost went an entire episode without that.
Oh, yes. Shut up.
No, we had plenty of those. We just didn't call them out.
I would say like sitting there describing a picture.
Yeah,
kind of the definition of a visual.
So the best. So the can is green.
I'm just waiting for Colin to throw in the intro.
I got you.
Outro.
All right. So until next time, I'm Colin Cactus.
I'm Brian Massey.
I'm the Godfather.
Damn straight.
Hello, Sean Holmes. And you've been boldly going nowhere. Sean hit me with the outro song.
Oh no. Well, I didn't plug in the phone.
Outro.
I'm so sorry.
Outro.
One more time? There.
Yes.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
What a story.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.